Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
All right. Good morning. Happy Sunday. So glad you're in church today. Let's pray. But I thank you. Thank you because we know that you are here. The entrance of your word gives light. And today we are enlightened. Thank you, because we leave this place better, more glorious. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
The word that we hear today will remain in our hearts, and we will not forget, but we'll live our lives based on that word.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is so strange. All right, you guys. Good morning. Okay, it's still a year of laughter. So let's start. I remember I said that every week, that was 2 weeks ago, I was going to talk about salvation and give you some words to use when it comes to winning souls. And so I didn't do that last week. I actually planned to, but for time, and it was the last on my notepad. So let's do that this week. Go to John 1 verse 4. It's a month of lights. And this month, at least after today's service, take time to notice the lights you have received in different aspects of your life. Okay? The lights that you have received, decisions you want to make. Maybe you were thinking of what to do and then you were enlightened. You knew what to do. You got clarity. That's the purpose of this month. John 1 verse 4. I like it so much because it deals with the word for the month. I read it. Verse 4. In him was life. Hallelujah. In him was life. I like it. And I don't want to go beyond my subject, but I'm thinking about that. And let me just show you something quickly. First John verse 5. 1 John verse 5. Just put that in mind. John was said, in him was life. Oh, great, 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 great. Verse 11, he says, and this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his son. So when he says, in him was life, he's talking about eternal life. That is the life that is in his son. In him was life. So at that point, you know, oh, he's talking about eternal life. And I like verse 11, says, God had given to us eternal life. So go back to John 1, verse 4. In him was life. And the life, he's going to tell us something about the life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's going to tell us something about the life. He says, and the life was the light of man. It's a month of lights. He says, the life was the light of man. Wow. Wow. So the life was the light of man. So every man requires light. Yes, you do. You require light. How to live your life. Where, you know, someone can say, I want to get something. I want to get batteries. But where do I go to get battery? For that information, you know, we see it in cartoons, right? When they are confused, then you see the light bulb comes on their head. It means, oh, they have an idea. Oh, they've gotten it. Now, if I want to go get batteries, I'm thinking, where should I go? Then I get the light. Oh, I should go to that store. Now he says, the life was the light of men. Also in my life, the people I should meet, the places I should go, the decisions I should make, I require that life. When I receive that life, I've gotten light. I know where I should be and where I should not be. The Bible says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Oh, so that is where I should not be. I have light concerning my relationships.
Yes.
I do. So no wonder Jesus said you must be born again. Because the life of God is the beginning point. That's the starting point. That's the starting point of fulfillment. Wow. Now you can wake up in the morning and know I'm in the right place at the right time. Why? Because I have life. He says when you have that life, you have started living. Anybody without that life has not started. He might think he's doing the right thing, but he's in the wrong place. It says the life was the light of man. That's the light you require to make the right decision in life. If a man is not born again, he's not making the right decisions in life. Let me give you an example. Because someone is not born again doesn't mean he can't be used. Can be used. Can be used by God. But God is not obligated to thank him, not obligated to reward him, and he's as useful as it matters. Let me give you an example. Your spoon, you use your spoon to eat. It is useful. But at any given time, you can throw it away. You have no relationship with that spoon. You might have created the spoon, so the spoon is your creation. But you have no relationship with that spoon. So a man, you can say he's a good man. He's doing good things. He's helping people now, but there's no relationship. God has no relationship with him. And so he might be where God doesn't want him to be, but at least he's useful there. And so God would use him as much as he can. But there is no reward for him. So the people will say, he's not born again. But see all the good people yourself. At least God will thank him. God is not obligated to. He's a creation. He's not his son. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
We remember that story. I don't know if you've seen before. Of a boy who took his father's spanner. And his brand new car. Took the spanner, the little boy, and scratched the car. Just going. You know, children, everything is crayon. Yes. So growing. Good, he was customizing his dad's car. So when his dad saw it, he was so angry. He took the spanner and started hitting the boy's hand, hitting the boy's hand in anger until he realized what he had done. He had broken his bones. Now, anybody hearing that know what is wrong? You ask, what is wrong with that man? Why? Because your son is more important than your property,
yes,
than your product. What has been created is not as important as what comes out from you.
Yes.
It's not as important. It's not as important. And so God is not obligated to reward the man. That's good. Do you remember Cornelius in Acts chapter 10? How that he was a good man. He was always giving. In fact, he's giving. So giving is good. Giving is one way to get God's attention at least.
Yes.
He's giving God's attention. Probably gave more than Peter. I'm thinking, I'm remembering that centurion. In Matthew 8 and Luke 7, do you remember him?
Yes, Pastor.
Especially in Luke 7, when the Bible says that Jesus was his own, and the elders, the man was popular among the Jews. He was not a Jew. He was a popular man.
Yes.
The elders came to meet Jesus and said, he is worthy for whom you should do this. The man is worth it. And you think Jesus would say, okay, he's worthy, so you mean other people are not worth it? Then he said, he has built us a synagogue. And I like to believe that it is that synagogue that Jesus was preaching in John 6. Because there he says he was preaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. So that means probably it was just one. Remember John 6 when they wanted to make him king by force?
Yes.
All right. He was the one who built the synagogue at Capernaum. That man. Once Jesus heard it, no need for too much talking. They didn't have Uber then. He started walking. He was walking to the man's house until he got close by and the man says, Master, please don't come. But here's my point. Even Jesus is so wonderful. Even in real life, while he was on the earth, he made it clear that giving gets God's attention. He was going to his house. And so Cornelius was a good man too. And God could have said, you can give more than Peter, leave him. Leave him. At least when he dies, we'll try to save him. No. He knew no matter how much this man is good, he has to be born again. He has to be born again because God having a relationship with him as his son is more important than whatever good thing he was doing. But you can imagine, the Spirit of God really wanted that one to be born again because it was a giver. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, he didn't wait. Just in case Peter talks, and then by the end he leaves everybody in confusion. So while Peter was at his peak, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them. God is unwilling to do without a cheerful giver,
yes,
but he must be born again. And so, receiving the life of God is the first point. If you have a friend who is an unbeliever, and you think at least he's doing, how can he be fulfilling purpose? He has not started. He has not started. It says the life is the light of man. When you get born again, you all of a sudden know, oh, this is what I should be doing. Oh, these are my priorities. You are enlightened. And so this is one reason why you should preach. You save them from hell, which is a big deal, but you give them a purpose for living. Now they can be at the right place. Like you have some wonderful people here, you are at the right place today. They can be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things. How do I know? Because with that life of God comes the gift of God. The gift of what? Righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness. Are you seeing that? Yes, that is so important. Righteousness. And I told you, righteousness is not just a Christian word. It means rightness. You are always right. You are right with God. The things you do, right. Your body is functioning right. That means no sickness in your body. Yes. If you're righteous, no sickness, because everything has to function right. You're going to the right place. You're at the right time. You're meeting the right people. Your purpose, what you are doing, is right. But the man who has not received the life of God, righteousness is alien to him. And that's why being a Christian is so important. There's a sense of fulfillment and joy that begins when you receive the life of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at something. John 12, verse 26. Just something I want to... I just thought about it and I said, you know, every time I study the Word of God, I get more and more convinced that Jesus is so wonderful. So wonderful. And I have to be wonderful too. And I am wonderful too. But what I mean is, I have to live that life. Do you understand? I have to be like Jesus. And this is not me trying to say, oh, I want to be like you. No, do you understand what I mean?
Yes,
I mean, I have to live like him. I have to. I was thinking of something, and that verse always comes to my mind, and I get so inspired by Jesus. Luke 22, you know the verse. When they were about to arrest him, all right? And Peter was so passionate, and he brought a knife, and he actually cut someone's ear. Thank God for Jesus. They would have killed Peter. I told you guys before. If you want to kill, if you want to save someone, you don't cut people's ear, you chuck them. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
You focus on the heart, or at least the head. If you start from the ear, the man did not fall down. Do you notice?
Yes.
He can still pierce you, but just to show he was passionate in the wrong direction. Anyway, but thank God for Jesus, all right? And this is the point that gets me. He knew they were coming to arrest him. All right?
Yes,
and they were about to kill him. But he wasn't angry at that man. Are you seeing it?
Yes, Pastor.
He didn't go. But he's not like Elisha that said, bring the minstrel, let her play for me, or let him play for me, so I'll calm down. It wasn't like that. He wasn't angry. He wasn't. He thought the man still deserved his 2 ears. He thought so. He wasn't pretending too. He wasn't faking. Say, it's not for God. Now I have to be like that. When someone wants to kill you, and you're not angry at them, and you are still willing to help. To help. Wow. And so that inspires me. So many things inspires me. You know, if I start like this, I might not end. All right, but let me just give you a bit of it, because I think these are things that mean so much to me and to Christians. And I just want to show you that part of Jesus that you might not have paid attention to, because you're too busy asking him for something. Okay, but Jesus is the most wonderful person. I dare say the most humble. The Bible says he was humble. The most humble person you would ever meet. Every time it comes to mind, how that in Luke 9 and Mark 9, John told him, Master, we found one casting out demons in your name, but he followed us not, and we rebuked him. I kept wondering how they did. The man was casting out the demons. I just said, wait. Stop that! They actually, he didn't say, should we go and, no, they rebuked him. They stopped him, said, don't do that again. And Jesus said, hey, leave him alone. That's what he said.
Yes.
It was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? It was his name. He should have said, how can he use my name? He's not even following me. He didn't go and say, oh yeah, Bartholomew, go and mentor that man. Go and make him a disciple. This is God. This is not a pastor. This is God himself. He said, leave him alone. He says, he that doeth the miracle can lightly speak evil of me. Meaning, he's on our side. That's what he said.
Yes.
So he that is not against us is for us. He's on our side. Leave him alone. And he left. We didn't read. That was in Luke 9. We didn't read in chapter 13. He held a secret meeting with Thomas. Do you believe that man? Go on. Sit in. No, he left him alone. And that was the end of it. No anger. Nothing. And then you keep reading the Bible how that his desire, and this is where I'm going to, his utmost desire is that you are just like him. Understand, this is what he wants. Above all, this is what God wants. Above all, that's why he gave you his life. The idea was not salvation from hell primarily. That is good, that is necessary. But he wanted sons. Do you understand? Sons. That's why he gave you his life. He wanted someone just like him. And Jesus knew that. And he wanted us. And he wants you to be just like him.
Yeah.
Just like him. When you pray for someone who's sick, and it seems like a person doesn't get well, don't think Jesus is saying, but you did something wrong. No, understand. When you laid your hands, he was expecting something to happen. He wanted something to happen. Because he wants you to be just like him. I said he was humble to show you that it's not something he's angry about. It's something he wants. Let me show you. John 12. John 12, verse 26. But we're getting there.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Yes. A time would come. Oh. And we are there already.
Yes.
26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. I this caught my attention because in John 8 verse 12, which seems like our theme text, it says what? I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the life of life. So that verse tells you, if you follow me, you shall not walk in darkness. You shall have the light of life. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. But then here he says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. It's consistent with the kind of person he is. It's just too consistent. He says, where I am, I want you to be where I am. Have you seen a sun rising? You know, you have the mountain and the sun is rising. So the sun seems like it is at that mountain,
yes.
Right?
Christmas.
And then you have the grass. So the grass is below. Okay? Christmas. He says, where I am, I want you to be where I am. So if he is the sun on that mountain, and he wants you to be the sun, be where he is, that means he wants you to be the sun. So he says, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
And then he says, you are the light of the world. He says, believe me. Believe in the light. So you become children of light. That's what he said. One day, you'd say, and it's happening already, if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. Because you're born of the word. You're born of the word. He wants you to follow him. For a reason, so you be where he is. Are you saying it?
Yes,
so you be where he is. And I told you guys, was it 2 weeks ago, that when he says be where he is, and then he says so that you will see, so they will behold my glory. He wasn't saying, you know, so that they will see I'm shining. No, when you see, you become. When you see, you become. So if you are where he is, then you see what he's seeing. You'll be doing what he's doing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what he wants. Leave this place with this. Jesus urgently wants you to be like him. Urgently. That's what he wants. Because you already are like him. But he wants your mind renewed. Alright?
Yes, Pastor.
He wants your mind renewed. Alright, so we're going to our message now. Here's a thought. Something to think about. Oh, hallelujah. A man who is dead can't stand on his own. Right? If a guy, and they are normally heavy, right? Yes. Really heavy. You need people to carry them. Because the life is gone. Alright? So a man who is dead can't stand on his own. But a man who is alive can stand on his own. Okay? He can stand. And he might stand forever. Until he sees someone who is just like him walking. Then he begins to walk. And he can walk forever. Until he notices someone who is just like him jumping. Then he begins to jump. And he can jump forever. Until he notices someone like him running. Then he goes, oh, I can actually run. I mean, that's how we all started doing stuff. It's some people could do it too. Mm-hmm. Else, left you remain a baby on the bed. But then that little baby looks at his mom. Mom has hand, leg, and he's walking. Have you ever seen a baby trying to walk? Yes. I mean, the ones that are passionate. They try to walk, they fall down, they try to walk, they fall down. Cute little baby like that. They won't stop. And when they start walking, you can't stop them. I remember when my brother started walking, I'll never forget. And so I said, okay, walk. I was a trainee. Walk. So he's walking. I said, now, I'm going to teach you to run. Run. You know, children don't have any work to do. Run. So I said, now, I'm going to teach you to jump. My mom said, it's enough. I said, no, jump. So I was tired. But the point is, if you didn't see these things, if you didn't see people who just look just like you doing these things, all right? You probably would not do them. You wouldn't. So we saw someone walking, we started walking. Saw someone running, we started running. Saw someone jump, we started jumping. What if we grew up seeing people flying? After all, we see people swimming.
Yes.
They actually float on that thing. But they have to learn it.
Yes.
Just like we have to learn walking. And some people, they enter, it's not even deep sea, they're already sinking. Help me. Say, you're not saying, no, I can feel it, it's close to my knee. So we see people swimming. So what if we had seen people flying? But you know, who should we blame for that? Adam. So it's a principle. When you see someone can do something, you do it too. It happens in business too. Have you ever been in the street and one person starts selling recharge card and next week three people start? Because that one person, the phone was passing and saw 50 people. So they start their own. Why? They notice. This person, now imagine if, are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
Imagine if someone sees a crowd of people wanting to get something, a recharge card, all right? And the person goes to see. And the person selling the recharge card has two heads. Would he try?
No.
Chances are no. No. But when he goes and the person has one head, just like him, he's going to start.
Yes.
If 50 people, that means you can divide 25-25. I'll get my own profit too. And so in life, once you see someone who is just like you doing something, you think you're doing it too. It took one person to start flying the plane and others started learning. It took someone to start, you know, these people who skydive?
Yes.
And others started doing it. And any person can fly a plane. Are you seeing it?
Yes.
As long as you're interested, as long as you want to. Any person can skydive. Except me, because I don't want to. All right? But the thing is, anything any other person can do, you can do also. Because you're just like them. So what a human being can do, another human being can do also. Why? Because they are both human beings. Okay?
Yes,
great principle. But do you know Jesus used it too?
Yes.
Yes.
He's the two. So he told us, I'm not copying human beings. That's what he said.
Yes.
Trying to say, I'm not following people. He says, what I see my father do, I do. It might not be what people are doing, but I'm going to follow my father. Why? Because he said, as the father had life in himself, so has he given to the son to have life in himself. So he said, listen, the life that I have is not a human life, so I don't have to follow you. But once I see my father do something, that means if God is jumping, I can jump. If he's walking, I can walk. If he's talking, I can talk. So the human life, when you're born into this world, you're born like a human being. So the idea is what you see another human being doing, you do. When you get born again, you have the divine life. So you learn from the two people you know have the divine life, Jesus and his father. How did they walk? Jesus said, what I see my father do, I can do. Oh, so it's the same thing with me. He said, God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. So the life that we have is the life in the Son, which the Son said is in the Father. So whatever we see Jesus do, we can do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you following me?
Yes, Pastor.
I'm trying to say, Jesus, the idea, what I'm trying to say is, Jesus urgently wants you to be like him. But I just want to show you that you can. You can. And in being like him, there's nothing extra. Just follow. You know, at times I just think that follow Jesus, right? Follow him. Growing up as a Christian, you think there are some lists, you checklists. You have to pray a lot and fast a lot, right?
Yes, Pastor.
And you have a popular one, pay the price.
Yes.
What's the price? Loss of fasting. How can that be a price? Why are you paying that to? You can't eat, so you think God is happy. Bible says meat does not commend us to God. Neither if we eat or if we eat not, are we the better. So he says, you're not better than the other person. Should I eat food, eat food. That's such a relief. And you have people who say this. And I understand where they are coming from. But I just think, why can't you be like Jesus? When he sent his disciples out, he gave them no conditions. He says, freely you have received. Freely give. Don't think about Bartholomew that was eating all his life. Just managed to hook up himself with Jesus and now he's raising the dead. No extra thing. He was not a scribe. Do you understand? The scribes and the Pharisees were always arguing with Jesus. In fact, people have not changed. One day the Pharisees came to ask Jesus. They said the disciples of John always fast. They always fast on their own. They're always eating. The guy who says this is the price was fast. That was what they were telling Jesus. He said, they're always fasting. But oh, they're always eating. But when he sent them out, he said, listen, freely, you just go and do it. So what do I need to be just like Jesus? His life. But as a Christian, I have everything. The issue is just believing. That is believing that it would work. So, I'm saying that you have to use the same principle you grew up with on the earth. You have to use that same principle when you're dealing with the supernatural and working with Jesus. What you saw your mom do, you knew you could do too. You just chose not to. So you have guys who say, I can't cook. But you can. If you're the only one in the house and hungry, or hunger deals with you, you're going to cook. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
So, of course, please help with the water is boiling, this body. But you're going to cook. And so Jesus puts no restrictions. Then he tells them the secret. He says, listen, I do. Well, let's look at it. John 5. I am glad. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. You know why? There are no conditions to be great. He wants you to be great. Just as I said, the Father himself loved you because you have believed in me. He says he loves you. Have you ever loved someone? You want the best for the person. Has that happened to you before?
Yes.
Maybe you even have someone who, maybe you were going through some tough times, okay? And everybody left you but that person. And now things are good. You're going to use that person as a display of your glory. Do you understand? Maybe when you didn't have money, everybody left you. But that person was the one coming to help you, to help you. When you finally get that money, what do you want? You want the best for the person. And I'm sounding like Jesus, because he told his disciples that you are the ones who have been with me through all my temptations. And so I give you the kingdom. So you sit in the 12 thrones. Do you understand?
Yes,
so the Father himself loved you. He wants you to be the best. And the best is him. That's why he wants you to be like him. John 15, or 5 rather, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you. Let's start from 18, because I like what they said. Boy, I hope you're with me.
Yes, Pastor.
I'm not digressing, right? You're following the gist.
Yes,
okay, verse 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Okay, let me tell you the story so that you get it in context. Jesus had healed a man who could not walk. He did it on Sabbath day. So they didn't like him, but they were more angry because he did it on the Sabbath day. And Jesus said, hey, my Father is walking and I walk. That was his defense. So my Father is walking. My Father doesn't have the Sabbath you're talking about. Do you understand? Human beings, you have Sabbath, you don't walk. But my Father is still walking. All right? So I'll follow the Father. 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now you have people who say, God is my Father, God is my Father. You don't understand this thing. Jesus said God was his Father and wanted to kill him. But the Jews were smart. They knew that if you say God is your Father, it means you are saying you are equal with God. And most people don't know that. They don't. But the Jews knew it. Because if you say God is your Father, that means you're in the same class with God. And they wanted to kill him. Understand it. The way Jesus said God was his Father was different. They knew this man was serious.
Yes.
Because these same hypocrite Jews in John 8, when Jesus told them, you have your father, the devil. They said earlier, I said, we've been not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. God is our Father. So they thought God was their Father. But they just said it, like people just say it. So you have a Christian say, God is my Father, God is my Father. How can you say you are equal with God? What do you mean by that? Same thing with the Jews. People have not changed. They've not changed. But they were smart enough to know, if you say this man or this God is your Father, it means you're equal with God. Verse 19, that's where I'm going to. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, I didn't mean that. I didn't. How can you say I'm equal with God? Is that what he said?
No.
I said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it was wrong to say it was equal with God. Okay, 19 again. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Is anything my Father does, I will do. If he's still walking on the Sabbath, I will walk on the Sabbath. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. I love when Jesus prophesies. When he met Nathanael the first time, he said, oh, because I told you I saw under the tree, fig tree you believed, so you yet see greater things. That's prophecy. Say this, concerning my life, there are greater things.
I
will see greater things.
I
will do greater things.
Let's
just say that once in a while. That's the way to receive compliments. Not someone says, you bought the car. You try though. You say, it's God though. We are just managing. No, you say you see a greater one. That's how you receive compliments.
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
How much did you buy this shoe? 50,000 naira. You don't say, it's God that just helped us. No, you say 50, you will see a more expensive one. Because God is going to increase me.
Hallelujah.
Now look at this. He's talking with them. Jesus doesn't give in. He said, for the Father loved the Son and showed him all things that himself doeth. He says, he's showing me everything I'm doing. Listen, he will show me greater things. That means I will still do more.
Yes.
Be like Jesus.
Yes.
be like Jesus. Someone says something to you, you spoke in tongues, spoke in tongues, spoke in tongues, spoke in tongues. 2 hours, you did not speak. And I say, that's why you're complaining. I will speak more. Someone says, you want to kill yourself? Only you 2 days, no food. Say, that's why you're complaining. Jesus went 40. I've not even started. No, receive the compliment and push yourself into greater things. Not receive the compliment and stay there. Now someone buys a car, hides it. Why? Which is. I heard a story of a guy who bought a car. And it's a good car, but he started destroying it before he took it to his yard. Why? Because they're even putting that yard. So let them know it's brand new. No! Someone says, no, if you buy the television, thieves. Thieves would come. So what? So what? Death has been rendered what? Inefficient. So what? Let them come. Stand. Let them come. See, that's why he wants you to be like him. Because you're like him, and people come with weapons. You go and ask them, who are you looking for? It's better to be like Jesus.
Yes.
The thieves will come. No, you buy the thieves. Say, ah, neighbor. You buy the say, ah, this is what is getting you. I will buy a bigger one. Someone says you are proud. It's okay. It's better to be rich and proud and poor and humble. With humility, you go and start begging people, please help me, help me. No. So you see greater things. Some of you, you've been looking at Jesus and you're doing the things that he's doing. But you know that the things you're seeing about him now, you didn't see some years ago. So you see greater things. And you do greater things. Learn to say that, right? My fellowship with the Word would be stronger. Would be greater. If someone could say, you know, you thought the Word and the anointing was so great. I said, is that all? No, no, you've not even gotten to where I want to get to. In Luke 20:24. Disciples said, did not our heart burn within us while he spoke the word? That's where I'm going to. I'm talking and you know something is happening. Listen, heart burning within you doesn't mean they'll be shouting, hey, no. While Jesus was talking, they were normal. They were looking at him. It was after he left, both of them had said to themselves, that something was happening to you too, Abby. Say, yes, it was doing me too. I thought it was just me. No, but you see, as I'm teaching the word, the glory is increasing. And as I teach and you're listening, something is changing. You will know something is changing. If maybe you gave your kidney out, or you had to remove that one kidney because it wasn't good. As I'm speaking, the kidney is being formed. If you could not breathe properly because you had a lung damage, as I'm speaking, you realize, hey, this breathing is cool. Things are being fixed. God says you lay hands on the sick and they fall, or you lay hands, people fall. I say, you've not even started. Not started. Luke 6, the Bible says, hey, Luke 6 now, Mark 3. The Bible says, demons saw Jesus and they fell down. Saw Jesus and they fell down. I say, lay hands sick. You've not started. Jesus told the Syrophoenician woman, I like the way he ministered to her. Alright? He didn't say, okay, woman, so great is your faith. The devil, where you are right now, get out. That's what he said. He just gave her breaking news. I'm walking in that reality.
I'm walking in that reality.
Oh, God. Listen, the devil going out became a function of Jesus' position. You have to get it. He was still in one place. And he had said, woman, no, you can't take the children's bread and give to dogs. And his position at that time was, I don't want to get involved with this. Once the woman impressed him with her faith, he didn't say anything. His position just changed. Do you understand what I mean? His mental position just changed. Once his mental position changed, the devil sat there, knew it is time to go. And then he gave the woman information. He said, I just want to tell you the devil has gone. Riga Ogradeska Pacto Sibredoshka. They say there's some officials, they've seized your containers. If you move from always looking for a pastor to pray for you, and you are just like Jesus, you're in the office, they brought information, they've seized your containers. Once your position changes, say no, they release it, go. Guess what? You want to get something? You just saw him do that. It means you can too.
Yes.
It means you can too. Whatever you can see him do, you can't. And we are getting there. Do you understand? No, we are there already. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. All
right. So I was talking about how when you see people do things, you know you can do it too. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. But you see, we learned growing up in the old life, human beings learned. You know, at times I get this issue. I'm not a human being. It doesn't matter how people say we are human beings. Right? Anytime someone tells me that, if there's no time because you're in a hurry, in my mind. Why? Because if you are a human being, you die like human beings. No way. People want to get it both ways. I'm a human being, but God will not let me die. All right? Okay. Okay. So we learned. So when I say we, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not we, we. It's me, me. All right. I'm so glad you guys are here. All right. So you learn from people. Human beings learn to talk. So they say when you want something, you have to talk. Talk to someone. They say speak to somebody. Speak to somebody. Right?
Yes,
so we talk to people. That's all we know. When Jesus came, we found out we could talk to wind too. Oh, that's for the Christian. The Christian can talk to wind too. You can talk to trees too. No. When you're talking to trees and people are saying you're crazy, leave them. That's the human life. The divine life, we can talk to trees too. We can talk to water too. Oh, so when that Christian said, this stupid phone, you were talking to the phone. You were programming the phone.
Yes.
The phone was starting malfunction. I said it! Thank you for telling us what happened. Do you understand?
Yes.
So since I bought this phone, I said it's a stupid phone. Thank you. You just told us what happened. You made it stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You made it stupid. Let me tell you something. You made it stupid. Okay, this is a good phone. A great phone. Alright? Because listen, when you took that phone and you said that thing, you insulted the phone. Alright? And you slept, you didn't remember. You thought nothing happened. But that's why he told us what happened in Mark 11. When Jesus spoke to that fig tree, nothing seemed to happen. It was still standing. So while you spoke to the phone, the screen had not cracked yet. It didn't happen like magic. You were still using the phone, but inside something was happening. Inside something was happening. Now you put on the phone, boom. So I've said it. It's you. It's you. You get a car, you're not grateful about the car. Crazy car, nonsense car. See other cars. Can't you see your mate? But you're the one that bought the car. So the divine life, we learn. Are you seeing it? When we were people, human beings, we learned, we talk to people. When you have a problem, talk to the problem. Talk to somebody. Do you understand? If you have a mountain of challenge, talk to somebody about it. Jesus came and said, no, speak to the mountain. Are you seeing it? You might not see anybody to talk to. Nobody can be big enough to deal with that mountain. So he says what? Speak to the mountain. That's divine life. That's divine life. So he's about to die. We learn from Jesus. All right. Do you know Jesus spoke to fever?
Yes, Pastor.
Who are we? We are the Christians. We are the ones. We are the ones that will come and will talk to sickness. He spoke to fever. No, something malaria. People will come around. Oh, you have malaria. Touch. No, we are the ones that will speak to the malaria. I'm telling you, from this, you begin to see how to live that life. Are you saying it? So we speak to sickness. If people can understand, it's okay. Just that I'm sure dogs are wondering how human beings do it. Because they too, they walk. They get angry too. How come they've not been able to build their own civilization?
So don't be surprised when people are wondering how we do it. Day to day in this world. But they fall sick, but we don't fall sick. We are different. We're different. So we are the ones that speak to sickness. We are the ones. And that's why he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. These are the people that will cast out devils. These are the ones that everybody is eating something and dying, and they will eat and nothing would happen. They are the ones. They are the ones. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are the ones that speak in tongues. We speak with the tongues of men, and we speak with the tongues of angels. No, it's us. Others can't do it, but we can. We can. Someone says, some people are strange in this world. They just sit down and start speaking nonsense. We are the ones.
Yes.
We are the ones that can sit down 1 minute, we are speaking English. The next minute, Liga, Pacto, Sukha, Brakes, around the Sigavata. And we communicated. It's us. It's us. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Two more things, and then we'll close. Something about Jesus. He seemed to have, you know, human, I'm telling you how you see things from people and you follow. But then you see something from Jesus, follow too. Okay?
Yes, Pastor.
Some people have quarreling ability. They can quarrel. Those are people that, you know, there are some people that when they quarrel, they must settle. They will not be comfortable. Do you understand? If they are staying in the same house and they are quarreling with someone, they will look for every way to settle. They will go and take the person's plate. They will not talk to the person, but they must settle. They can't quarrel. Do you understand?
Yes.
The people that can. Both of you can be sitting here like this and they are not moved. They don't plan to talk to you, but they have quarreling ability. So people have life of the party ability. If everywhere is dull, they are the ones that come and make everything excited. Do you understand?
Yes,
you know people like that, right?
Yes,
once they come to a place, everywhere scatters.
Mm-hmm.
And they are happy. See, I'm the life of the party. Hey, every noise. As they are noise. You know, they are noise in motion. All right?
Yes,
but something about Jesus, he had miracle working ability. He could work miracles. Are we together?
Yes,
he could. It was inside. You understand? It was something he was able to do. That's ability.
Yes.
There's something about him. He could work miracles. He knew it. He was not surprised. Some of you, when you talk, when you sing, there are people that have interesting voices. If they sing, you want them to stop. The day they sing very well, they will shock themselves. Did you hear my voice? Did you hear it? Why? Because they don't think they have the ability to sing well. All right?
Yes,
why people have the ability to sing really well? Jesus had miracle working ability. So just like the guy that can sing very well, when he sings well, he's not surprised.
Yeah.
He'll be surprised if he didn't sing well.
Yes.
But if he sings well, it's not. So if they come and say, we need someone to sing, say, okay, I'm here. Let me sing. Do you understand?
Yes.
So we just need backup. That's what we don't even tell them. Once the singer is singing, there's no backup. They run and take the mic and they start backing up. Just pray that they can actually sing when they start backing up. Jesus had miracle working ability. He knew, I can work the miracle. I can. They told him, Peter's mother-in-law was sick with fever. He said, okay, let me see her. And something happened.
Yes.
Jairus came to meet him and said, my mother is about to die. He didn't say, he came to me. Why do I look like a doctor? Do you understand? He said, okay, let's go. He knew. Do you understand? He said, let's go. Let's go. I can do something. You're getting to that point in your life.
Yes.
In fact, you're there already.
Amen.
He said, the man is about to be like, I said, let's go. I can do something. And the Bible says, we have miracle working ability. Peter and John, and I get all beautiful. Silver and gold have I none. He said, but such as I have. He knew. Do you understand? He knew. I can do something. I can. Such as I have. I have good health. We say health is yours. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
So you can never fall sick. Okay?
Yes, Pastor.
I never fall sick. Health is mine. Death is alien to me. Life is mine. If it's mine, I can give it.
Yes.
That's why only people who are born again can get others born again. Because they have the words of faith.
Yes.
If it's mine, I can give it. If good health is mine, just this simple truth. If good health is mine and someone is sick, I can do something. Let's go. Are you saying it?
Yes, Pastor.
Miracle working ability. No struggles. No struggles. We are the ones that we stand. We talk. I mean, we look like others. But when it counts, we know how to unveil who we are. And will not be surprised. Jesus walking around looking at every other person, greeting every other person, being shouted at people, but then went to that Mount of Transfiguration. Mark 9, Luke 9, Matthew 17. The Bible says his countenance changed. His face like the sun. The Bible says his clothes so bright. Say no bleach. No bleach can wash it like that. So all along he was walking, looking like every other person, but he knew he was glorious. He was glory himself. He knew. He knew. So he went to that mountain and they saw this man. But that is how you are.
Yes.
When he came down from the mountain, he still looked like, you know, Moses came down from the mountain and people ran because his face was shining and started covering his face. Jesus came down from the mountain. His face just shone. But when he came, nobody was covering face. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
but he was far more glorious. And that glory was part of the reason why the epileptic boy got healed. It's the same thing with you. And then when we say the glory has increased in your life, you might look, this is a human suit. Do you understand? It's a suit. But know who you are. Know who you are. Yeah. We have that ability. You look at Jesus. When everywhere was tensed, he was relaxed. Mark 4, on that boat, it's about to sink, but he was relaxed. When everybody's shouting, we are the ones that are relaxed. We are the ones that are relaxed. Why? Because all that the Father has is ours. And that's where I want to stop. All that the Father has is mine.
All that the Father has is mine.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
When you really listen to Jesus, he said that a lot. And you begin to think, oh, okay, that was his consciousness in many things. So all that the Father has mine. In John 10, he said, his sheep, those that the Father gave him, will not be taken out of his hand. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, because they cannot be taken out of his Father's hand. His Father is greater than all.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, Pastor.
So he thought his Father's hand was his hand.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Then he said, all that the Father has is mine. Talking about the Spirit, he said, he'll take of me and show it unto you. He said, I said, he'll take of me and show it unto you because he'll take of the Father and all that the Father has is mine. Second time he's saying that. Then in talking to the Father in John 17, he told him, all that you have is mine. So all that the Father has is ours. It's mine. Any ability God has to deliver a man from sickness is mine. It's mine. It's mine. He says, the Father's hand is my hand. If they can't take it from the Father's hand, they can't take it from my hand. Oh, the Bible says we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. It says our very members are part of the body of Christ. That's what he said. Your hand is his hand. Your words are his words. If this is true, then you are just like him. And you can be just like him. No wonder he really wants you to be like him. I told you guys, and I'll end with this. He's not ashamed of you. Understand it, he's not ashamed of you. He told Paul, 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 it was Saul. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? But it wasn't Jesus himself as a man that Saul was trying to persecute. It was Peter, James, John, Barnabas, Philip, Stephen. Those were the ones Saul, as at that time, was trying to kill. But Jesus, when he met him, he said, Saul, Saul, why did you kill Stephen? What did he do to you? He said, why are you persecuting me? Do you know in your office, when people are terrorizing you, they're terrorizing him? Terrorizing, because he can't be terrorized, but you know what I mean. When people are persecuting you, it's him. And it's not like people say, if they beat you, they beat me too. No, it is that oneness he's talking about. He said, on that last day in Matthew 25, he said, you separate the sheep from the goats. He said, I was hungry and you did not feed me. They would ask him, sorry, master, when did we see you hungry and did not feed you? He said, as much as you did not do it to one of these little ones, you did not do it to me. So if he's not ashamed to be identified with you, why are you so cautious about being identified with him? You're wasting time. You're wasting time. Walk in truth. Walk in truth. You're one with Jesus, right?
Yes, Pastor.
And you have been showing that. But you know what? You will show it even more. You will show it even more. Speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues. Ligo prakesi kado saramande liga dosha. Lika brakosu kabra kese keto zakradiz. Libro dosha kabra kasi gedos. Libra kase kedo brodoshka. Mongo su kabra kizara baka ligredis. Libra kosa ramande liga dosu kabra kizara bakte. Bongo sukabra kizara dosh, likatusa brekta sikadosa, levoko sukabra kizara bakta ligadosh, lipako sukabra keseke, leko sukabra kasike, ribo sutabra de sharambande ligadosa, reko sukabra kizara mande ligadosh sharabate. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. But I thank you. Thank you for everyone who has listened to the word. Yes. And you know what? They will see greater things.
Yes.
They will live out the life of God even greater.
Amen.
Thank you for what we've learned.
Thank you, Father.
Because it's producing results in our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.